Yesterday, it was announced that Bill O'Brien was let go from the Houston Texans as the head coach and all the other jobs that he had over there.
And we have Sean Pendergast from the Payne and Pendergast Show on Sports Radio 610 joining us in the studio this morning. Sean, what? I think the question on everyone's mind right now is, can we save this season?
As scary as this may sound for people, it may be easier to fix an 0-4 start in this season than it's going to be to fix what damage Bill O'Brien did to the roster long term. I think whoever comes in after this is going to have a bigger cleanup of the roster than he will pulling this team out of its nosedive. I think they've got a lot of good players and good leaders on this team, and I think the schedule eases up a little bit, and I do think this is going to be a boost energy-wise in the short term to where they're going to win some football games.
As Texans fans, what are we supposed to be feeling? Because I feel like this is one of those moments where you ask for it for so long and everyone tweets, "Fire Bill O'Brien." It was chanted when I walked out of the stadium this weekend. And then it happened, and now everyone's looking around like, what now?
You should feel energized. That's the one word I would give your audience is you should feel energized by this. And if, you know, there's a human element to it where it feels bad to say that about somebody getting fired energizing you. But this is the territory that comes with being a football coach. And this is definitely the territory that comes with being a failing football coach. Bill O'Brien did a lot of good things in the 6 years leading up to the one that we're in right now. He won a bunch of divisions. He won a bunch of football games. There were some exciting times. They bumped his head on the glass ceiling a few times too in the playoffs. But this was a season that was going nowhere. Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt both looked like they were in hostage videos in their press conferences after games. And so the Houston Texan fan base should feel really, really energized by this move.
Okay, curiosity question, because this is all I could think about yesterday. Do you think the McNairs knew before the Minnesota Vikings game, if we win, we're going to keep him, and if we lose, he's gone? Like, his whole career was riding on that game?
That's a fascinating question, Jesse, because I thought about that last night. I brought that up last night when I was on with Mark Vandermeer and John Harris on Texans Radio. I said, look, are you telling me if David Johnson catches that speed option on third down and waltzes into the end zone instead of fumbling it and then the game's over, that Bill O'Brien keeps his job? I think ultimately this is where we were going to wind up, but it is a fascinating question. It's a reminder, ladies, that life is a game of inches. You know what I mean? It is not just football. It is life that is a game of inches. And who knows, maybe if Will Fuller slips his hand underneath the football on fourth down and actually catches that fourth down touchdown pass, I definitely don't think we're talking about Bill O'Brien being fired this morning.
Right.
This was something that was headed towards a brick wall anyways at some point, though.
Yeah, just prolonging it.
Really good question, though.
Can we get DeAndre back?
I know. I was like,
can we be like, hey, listen, new phone, who dis? Can you come over?
Yeah, no, that's
you up?
I was like,
you up? Yo, you up, DeAndre?
I was texting people in the building. I'm like, hey, can you go check Bill's desk and look in the upper right-hand drawer and see if he still has the receipt for the Hopkins trade?
Yeah.
Is there like a 90-day?
Hey, our card got denied.
The Arizona Cardinals have a customer service stand that we can walk up to. We're like, hey, this David Johnson that you sold us, it turns out like it's a lemon. Yeah, so... unfortunately, no, and that's what I was thinking about pulling into the parking lot this morning. I'm like, someone is going to have a major, major cleanup on aisle four when they get into the building over there next year to fix this roster, man.
Sean, thank you so much for having us on. We'll definitely get on that cleanup on aisle four because I feel like it's a really big cleanup.